It is my pleasure to present to you tonight our Citizens of the Year, and I'd like Royce to join me up here as we present this award. What a wonderful opportunity it is to recognize people in our community that provide service, and I'm telling you, when I've gone through this list, it's incredible. The Citizen of the Year Award has been in existence since 1987. The purpose of it is to recognize individuals who've made significant civic contributions to the development and quality of life of this community through their own personal efforts. Their actions, by their very nature, serve as a model to those presently involved in community enhancement and business development and inspire others to bring about a better climate and quality of life in the Bryan College Station community. Previous recipients of this Citizen of the Year Award are printed in your DOT program, and I'd like to ask any of those previous recipients of this award to please stand and be recognized tonight. Thank you. Well, tonight's recipient will join this very distinguished group of people. This year we honor a couple who have been married for over 50 years, Randy and Brenda Sims. Randy's from Houston, was an outstanding athlete who loved baseball, but it was a telephone call from the legendary coach, Bear Bryant, who offered him a scholarship for football at Texas A&M. While at A&M, Randy met Brenda on a blind date in 1959 and took her to dinner, where he bought her a bag of potato chips and a can of beer. The last of the big spenders.
A quart of beer.
Excuse me. Enough for two. And a brown bag. Brenda was born in Dallas, attended a small university in Austin, and then flew as a flight attendant for Braniff Airlines in the late 1950s. The blind date obviously went well, as Randy proposed on their second date, and the couple married in 1960. Randy graduated from Texas A&M in 1961 with a Bachelor of Science Administration, and in 1964, the couple opened Randy Sims Barbecue Restaurant. Together, they operated this restaurant in our community for nearly 30 years. And even though the restaurant kept them busy, the couple had a love for our community and a strong desire to find ways to give back. In 1972, Randy successfully ran for County Commissioner, Precinct Number 3, and served in that role until 1976. His political service resumed when he was elected to the Bryan City Council in 1987. In 1989, he was again elected County Commissioner for Precinct Number 3, a position he held until 2001. Randy was elected as Brazos County Judge in 2003, served in that position with honor and distinction until 2011. During his service on the Commissioner's Court, he was instrumental in the construction of the Brazos Center, construction and expansion of the Brazos County Expo Complex, remodeling of the courthouse, and construction and addition to the jail on Sandy Point Road, to name just a few of the numerous projects that he influenced. Randy was also chair of the Brazos County Health District, board chair of the Brazos County Juvenile Board, past president of the Texas Association of County Judges and Commissioners, vice president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, served on the board of the Bryan College Station Economic Development Corporation, and the Metropolitan Planning Organization. After her involvement in the barbecue restaurant and raising two children, Brenda found her niche working in the television industry. For more than 16 years, local citizens heard Brenda Sims begin their lunchtime with the familiar, "Hello, Brazos Valley." Was that close? All right. There's no one could do it like Brenda. As the host of the News 3 at Noon show, she had opportunity to interview political figures, movie stars, famous athletes, and local newsmakers. In 2008, Brenda ended her run on News 3 at Noon and became the station's Names and Faces reporter. Her enthusiasm for interacting with people and her sense of inquisitiveness have made her the perfect host for Names and Faces. She does in-depth interviews and provides listeners an opportunity to learn the stories behind the faces. She's known as the mom of the station to the employees at KBTX and is one of the most recognizable individuals in our community. Brenda was a recipient of a You're the Tops Award for Community Service, has been the co-chair of the American Heart Walk and served on the board of directors of the College Station Medical Center. The couple have an incredible list of organizations that they've supported through the years that includes the Brazos Valley Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Brazos Beautiful, Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, Bryan ISD Host Program, the American Cancer Society, and Grace Bible Church, to name just a few. Randy and Brenda have 2 children and 8 wonderful grandchildren. I'd like now to direct your attention to the screen for a video of this year's honorees.
It all started with Bear Bryant offering Randy a scholarship to play football at Texas A&M. And that's where it all started. That's why we are still here, because we kind of met during his football career. And on Thanksgiving, when in fact he kicked the longest field goal in the Southwest Conference at the time, I got my engagement ring on our 5th date, I might add. And a year later, we were married. We wanted to stay in Bryan College Station area. And so my dad happened to be in the barbecue business. He said, hey, go for it. We got nothing to lose. So we decided to go into the barbecue business. It was Randy Sims Barbecue. We had a 3-year-old and we had a 1-year-old. The 3-year-old stood at the front door saying, welcome, welcome, welcome. The 1-year-old was in the kitchen asleep on some dirty towels. And I was out in front just taking those orders, because we couldn't afford to hire anybody. It was just us, but it was great. And I think because he learned so much about the people of the Bryan College Station area, he decided that he needed to serve the community. And so he decided to run for city council. And one thing I remember that you all did, you built the new city hall.
That's right.
And then doing so, he was encouraged to run for county commissioner. And let's say you had been commissioner for many years, people encouraged you to run for county judge.
That's right.
How'd you like being the county judge?
Well, I really enjoyed it.
That was a great time.
It was a great time.
Of course, most of our time when our kids were little were spent with them. In fact, all the way through public school and graduation from high school, it was always about our kids. He was a great little league coach. That was a fun time of our lives. And I stayed busy working special events for Dillard's and doing different things for some of the stores. I would coordinate style shows for them and did a little teaching of etiquette and good stuff like that. And those were great times for us. At age 50, I had no skills. And so I thought, well, I'd like to go to work, but who's going to hire me? Well, KBTX needed somebody to answer the phone with no skills. And that's how that all started. And after 20 some odd years, I'm still there. So that is where I get my joy, is just being at KBTX, interviewing people every now and then, seeing the people who've impacted the community, seeing the young kids that start out with us. That has been my joy since I was 50. So for 25 years, that's been my joy. When I heard that Randy was selected as Citizen of the Year, I was not surprised at all. I was extremely surprised when they said that I was included too. So I think you can call it a partnership that we've had, and that we've both worked hard in serving the community and serving. I mean, anytime we could serve, we did. Anytime we were asked, we did it. And so this is a reward, but totally unexpected. Well, as many of you know, Randy is dealing with dementia, but he's dealing with dementia just like he did deal with his life, with a lot of spirit. He's very content, he's happy, and he's so proud right now. When I told him of the honor we've been given, he smiled. And that's all I ever ask out of Randy, just smile.
It's unique. And I just am very, very thankful. I've had Brenda to go with me. And,
we're still going.
We're still going.
You know, I would love to stand up there and give a great thank you speech. But let's face it, I don't have a prompter. So I'm not going to be able to do that. I'll just have to say thank you.
Well, you've joined me in congratulating Brenda. So we'll present her with this award. Once again, please applaud and show your appreciation.
Okay, I said that I wouldn't say anything, and I'm not. Thank you. And I would like for you all to sit down, but I want my family to keep standing. They're my two kids and half of my grandkids. So proud of you. And then I've got to say, I have to say thank you to my other family. Crystal, stop crying. My KBTX family. I thank all of you. I love Bryan College Station, which means I love all of you.